Thank you again, everyone, for hanging in there this afternoon. This is really not a complete study. This is actually trying to develop a tool that works for a population that we don't have a lot of information about, and that is Arab Muslim women. And I do want to acknowledge my colleague, Amy McKeever, who cannot be here today. But just a little bit of background information of how, first of all, I arrived at this community. I started going here as a clinical site. So those of you in academia, I mean, it's a great opportunity to build relationships and then develop, some research. And it's been a wonderful journey that the community health workers that we have trained are now part of the research and data gatherers, and I'll share that with you as we go on. I did a needs assessment initially in this population because there's not a lot of information out there. And one of the things that really rose to the top is how, a lot like Martha said, that how we needed community health workers to reach into this population, because we needed Arab Muslim women to share health information with other Arab Muslim women. It has to do with trust, and it also has to do with recognition of cultural differences. So let's see if I can push this one. I don't have any relationships to disclose. A little background about, this was a breast health study. So we were looking at, it was funded by Susan G. Komen for The Cure, and we were looking at how to measure knowledge with the community health workers educating the women. But the reason this was important in this population is that ethnic minority women, as you know, a larger group, tend to be diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer, and there's also limited knowledge within that population of early detection practices and screening. So we wanted to make sure that the women that we were working with knew about that. Arab women in particular do lack knowledge of breast cancer screening, and for a variety of reasons, they're kind of not in the loop. And also, it's not something that's discussed in that community. Women, the C word, we don't talk about cancer in the Arab Muslim community because it may reflect poorly on family and all the other things that are tied in with that. And the other thing is, this is a hard-to-reach group. Again, for cultural practices, women tend not to be out there in public. And often men speak for them in public. And this is, this is a fairly recent immigrant population. So they were not really acculturated to the American lifestyle. So, we had to recognize that. From the health needs assessment for this particular population, close to 70% of the population is either underinsured or uninsured. So again, it's a problem of access. So even if they did know about, that they needed mammograms or what they needed to do to protect themselves as far as breast health was concerned, they may not have been able to access those mammograms. So that was another issue. And then they did have some health risks for breast cancer, such as obesity and being overweight. Within, again, from our health needs assessment, it was close to 67% of the adult population was either overweight or obese. So we're talking, about a rather heavy group. And they did not get regular physical exercise. And both of those things put them at risk for breast cancer, as well as some environmental exposures related to pesticides we were concerned about. So as I said, we had a grant from Susan G. Komen, and it was a really perfect opportunity to start training community health workers with a very focused initiative focusing on breast health, and now we do hope to grow that out a little bit more. We're working on some other issues related to diet and things, but for this project, we focused on breast health. And the two things that we were measuring were knowledge with pre-testing and post-testing. So we would pre-test the women and see what their knowledge was, and then do an educational session and post-test the women. What we also did was we really worked to acknowledge their cultural comfort level and had small groups of women. Our first initiatives were to have educational sessions in women's homes, because in this community they do a lot of visiting, and so we tried to keep that visiting model together. As I go along, I'll tell you how we had to change that. But that worked out really well. A lot of food. Again, we were supporting the obesity thing, but that's really important in this culture. So so that worked really well for, you know, in a place where women were comfortable. So we really tried to focus on what was good for them culturally. And then, so that was the education, the knowledge piece. And then the second thing we measured was behavior change. And we basically measured that by, do the women go get mammograms? And we would ask them before, have you had a mammogram, and then do you go and get it? So those are the two things we were really looking at. So this was a two-year program. In the first year, we used a tool to assess learning. It's from McCants and then later used by Vahabi. And this tool was a 25-item true-false test of just breast health knowledge, you know, about you know, mammography, things that put you at risk, and just basic true and false. And it had been used in the Arab populations in living in the U.S. and Canada. So we thought we were in really good shape. We pilot tested it, and it didn't do real well. And the reason was, when we went back to look at how it was used in these populations, our population, the women in the earlier studies were college-educated and professional women. And so they were working in either Canada or the United States. So English was, you know, they were very fluent in English. And although most of our population is fluent in English, writing and reading in English was a challenge, and this was a pen and paper test. So we went back and then simplified the language and, you know, and then had it back translated into Arabic. So they had a choice of English or Arabic. You know, they could decide which one they wanted to use to test. 8 months into year one, we did we sat down with our community health workers and asked them how it was going. And they basically said the test was too long. And so what was happening, you know, we've got this group of women who are very committed to their families, and they'd go through the pre-test, the educational session, and when it came to post-test, they'd have to run and take care of their family and do something. So we were losing data there. And the women were just getting a little frustrated with a 25-item test because things, as Martha said, their health is not, or reaching out for health things isn't a priority. I mean, people are in social situations aren't looking for health things, so we need to make it accessible to them. And so we were taking up too much of their time. And the other thing, and the community health worker said this, and they're cheating. And I'm like, what? So I said, how about we, like, think about that? So we unpacked that a little bit. And they weren't cheating. They were sharing information. And I like that better. Those of us in academia, we may say in the classroom they're cheating, but really they're sharing information. So, and when we unpacked that even more, we found that that is perfectly normal because that's how women in this community, they share everything. They visit from community to community or house to house and share what's going on in the community. So of course they're going to share answers to the test because it helps everybody. I mean, they were trying to help each other. But, you know, then they didn't really understand that we needed those data. So, and the other piece that we found out is not only were they trying to help each other, they were very concerned about the community health worker looking good. Because if they didn't do well, the community health worker, who is a member of their community. So it was kind of like after we all unpacked it. So, we backed up again and thought, wait a minute, we really tried to address the collectivistic culture when we were of the Arab women, of how they all work together and they you know, work in community, and that is really a priority. Individual needs aren't as important as the needs of the group. So how, and we did that when we were designing the project with working together as a group and learning as a group, but we forgot the measuring piece of how important that was. So we backed up a little bit and thought, how can we gather the data that we need, but support something that's so important to them. And again, they're not here for us. They're, you know, what we really want them to do is we want them to learn, we want them to get the mammogram, and we want to keep them healthy. So we thought about using clickers in the classroom. Those of you who use, and they're the electronic response devices. So because by doing that, It keeps the social aspect of learning, but we can still gather those data. So the first thing we did is we reduced the test down from 25 to 10 items, because that's definitely doable. We shared that with a panel of experts, you know, a nurse practitioner in women's health, a community health educator, And our community health workers were our panel of experts because they certainly knew the community, and by this time they knew what was important for breast health and knew what the women could tolerate. So they were included in our panel. And then we went back to the drawing board because this was a grant. We had to kind of play around with our money a little bit, and we managed to get the clicker devices to be used. And then we also, of course, got IRB approval for a modification. So this is one of our health workers, and with that then, of course, came more technology. So at that point, we needed to move our sessions to a social service organization or a mosque or someplace where the women came and were comfortable, but because we found we needed internet access and not every house had that. So this is at a social service, an Arab social service organization, and there's our community health worker teaching the women. And then this is another community health worker working with the women. And you can see one uses like the standard screen like we have, but it also was available on laptops, so we could do that. Here's an example of the questions that we looked like. So we had both English and Arabic, and they could, you know, click on. And for pre-testing, they didn't get the answer, so that's fine. Then they get the information. And then in post-testing, they get the answer. So again, it also supports learning. And then this is just an example of if you had discrepancies in answers, so we could then, in post-testing, talk about that right then and there. So that also helped, you know, you don't want to have people keep coming back, you don't want to miss opportunities, so this was an opportunity to reinforce teaching. Again, examples of WEM, our health worker. So the nice thing about using this sort of technology is it allows for a single person response without sharing an answer. We can attach the responders' demographics. We coded the number. We had a code for the number on the clicker, and we could attach it. And they didn't know that. You know, they didn't have to worry about that sort of thing. Them being the respondents. And it did allow, as I said, for discussion of the correct answer. And another wonderful thing is then if you just download the data right onto your computer, and then the health workers would send it to me. So that was really great. As I said, for the participants, it was really easy to use. It's just a little, you know, A or B, and they could, wasn't a big deal for them to learn. And it also made it feel like a game. I mean, some of the women were saying, you know, can I phone a friend? And so they were, you know, it made it fun, and it should be fun. We need to make this fun. And again, an immediate review, a correct answer. And it really supported the cultural practices and how they learn as a group. And it also allowed the community health worker to kind of assess their teaching. They would see if people were struggling with a question, then in the next thing they could focus on that a little bit more, not teaching the test, but making sure that people understood the information, because again, that's what it's all about. Challenges, again, the cost of the clicker technology. I worked with the salesman and negotiated a really good deal. You do need laptops, so you need additional technology. We were very fortunate our community health workers all had their own laptops. You need internet. It did require extra community health worker training. I had one community health worker who was amazingly savvy, and she became my resource for this, and another community health worker who really struggled and lost half of our data. So, okay, we kick back, we've learned from this. That's what happened. I tried to meet with her, and anyway, so we learned. I still would do it again, though. So in conclusion, I think, and this is something that I always struggle with, we're so tied to some of the tools that we have and some of the methods we have in research. We need to be aware that not everybody thinks the same way we do, and we need to really adapt things for them. And I can't stress that enough because I've been fighting that for a long time. So that's all. Have a nice afternoon.